Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Aloha. Welcome to this week's spiritual message. Do not question behavior now. Stand firm on what you know. Create from experience. Trust your intuition with no fear or doubt. The shift you are experiencing in these days can be confusing. It is a time of great vision, yet the way of creation is not yet in sight. It is time to lay low. Observing how the hierarchy of influence is lining up. It's a time to observe. Grow stronger and not to act. This is not the time to express your inner truth, though you can see it well just over the horizon. If you try to be the truth talker now, your words will not be heard. They will be construed as being negative and counterproductive. You'd then lose the opportunity to join with the tribe, those who have, for the right reasons, chosen you. You are in the energy of maturation, no matter what age you are or how much influence and experience you have marked on the trail. It is a precarious time. You see the benefit of joining with others, but for now, remain docile. Be diligent and deconstruct what have been your ego-based actions. These actions, if repeated, will become obstacles and will quell your movement toward the greater good and your personal abundance in all things, and potentially take you off the path of finding peace on the sacred road, the one less traveled. To show your light of wisdom now will be seen as a threat and will interrupt your joining the family, relationship, group, or tribe you desire and who desire you. As hard a pill as it may be to swallow, be subordinate. This will allow you to see the inner workings of the situation where many truths are hidden from view. If you, stoked by the voice of your ego, bluster your way in, you will be rebuked and truths will be hidden from you, and the progress you've worked so hard to maintain will be destroyed and you will be sent back to begin anew. This can be a prosperous cycle if you adhere to your correctness, free the influences of lesser energies and of the nagging voice of the ego wanting to move into abundance without doing the work of taking the path of self-knowledge, the path of quiet and humility. Although you've learned and experienced much, You still need the maturity of having the deep and mystical knowledge of your situation so that at the proper time, you can step up and have the influence that will bring the relationship, business, or tribe into a successful position. It is here that you will, with complete integrity, influence your sacred journey that will lead to making real your desires as they join in harmony with the greater good. Be the supplicant now, and metaphorically, bow your head while you determine the lay of the land. It is then and only then that you should raise your head and shine the light you've held in your heart. Trying to have influence with words or heroic deeds now will only have the effect of blocking your entry into the garden. Chill. Bide your time. It won't take long. Simply quiet the ego. Meditate and feed the soul. Know well your long-range plans. In the quiet of contemplation, silently make your plans. Your time of influence is not yet. Not yet does not mean never. It means that energies are not properly aligned for you to have influence in your situation. Be a part of the nameless crowd, a member of the team that works diligently but doesn't try to show its greatness or cleverness. It's from this position that you'll observe where there are dangers and pitfalls. The benefit is to become a secret agent of the soul, so that when you make your move into the inner sanctum of your desires, you do so with ease, style, and grace. This will be the dance you've desired, the dance of love, nourishing life. Adapt to the mores of the situation and do not stand out at this time. You will soon be recognized for your value, but just not yet. The benefit is to make this okay with you. You will be served by embracing modesty and compassion while serving the whole, bringing light to closed corners, and by standing up to the dark forces found in the search of quietude, as you are imbued with the power of a confident stillness. In this way, you maintain your dignity, and when you do step up, you'll shine like the sun at midday, a beacon of love, confidence, compassion, and satisfaction. Valuable lessons of humility and compassion are contained in this message. At this time, be without visible direction. This will lead to the harvest. So be inconspicuous. But that doesn't mean you must not laugh and dance. Do so, definitely. And embrace where you're at right now. Be fully present. You're in no danger. Your protection is stillness. Hold this advice deeply in the place of your wisdom of surety and knowing, as there is great power in signification by singing every day. You have the voice that pleases spirit. Do so with no judgment of good or bad. Just be in your song as you dance in actions of love. Be love. Teach peace. Today is the best day to be alive, and your love will be returned. Be sure to open to reception. Enjoy a wonderful week, everyone. Blessings. Aloha ke akua. You're listening to The Halau at Station Aloha. Catch us at spreadaloha.wordpress.com. This guided meditation will help to align your energies with the Earth's energies, so that you feel calm, refreshed, and at peace. It begins with awareness on the out-breath, which helps to keep you focused in the present moment. The guided meditation itself is done as a visualization exercise, but you can do it outdoors, sitting with your back against a tree. Trees and plants have their own energy fields, and you can absorb the energy in a positive and revitalizing way for your whole being. The tree-guided meditation could be particularly grounding for you if you live in a city and don't have easy access to nature. So how do we prepare? Find a room in your home where you'll be undisturbed. If this isn't possible, a corner in a room could become your place of regular meditation. Prepare the room, if you can, with a lighted candle, some fresh flowers, and some lighted incense or aromatherapy oils to purify the space. Make sure the room is warm and that the lighting is soft. When you first begin to meditate, choose a place that isn't too noisy. A blanket over your legs can be comforting. Placing a shawl or blanket around your shoulders can also be a part of your attire for your meditations. Wear loose, comfortable clothing, making sure there's no tightness at your waist, hips, or chest. Switch off your cell phone and take the landline phone off the hook. Turn off any other appliances that may interfere with your meditations. This is time out for you. Your time away from all of the responsibilities. Affirm that you deserve this time out. So let's talk about your posture as you meditate. You can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your hands resting in your lap or on your thighs. It's preferable to sit for meditation without leaning into the back of the chair. You may choose to sit on a cushion on the floor. You can do this by sitting cross-legged. Choose a cushion that elevates your buttocks. Rest your hands in your lap. Traditionally, the palms of the hands can be upturned on your thighs, with the thumbs and index fingers lightly touching. However you decide to sit, keep your back straight throughout this practice. to help center yourself, gently sway from side to side. And then gently move from your hips forwards and backwards. You'll sense where the center of gravity is in your body to keep you aligned. And so let's begin. Gently close your eyes. Take in a deep breath. And as you breathe out, just notice how your body is feeling right now. Become aware of yourself sitting on the chair, your back straight, your buttocks on the seat, your hands resting in your lap, your feet flat on the floor, or if you're seated on the floor, also be aware that you are sitting comfortably with your back straight and your hands resting in your lap or your preferred position. Now bring your attention to your breath, but only the outward breath. Just be aware of each outward breath. Stay focused on the breath as you breathe out. Just the outward breath only. Become aware of the breath going out. Stay focused on the outward breath. Focusing on the outward breath brings your attention back to being in the present. Become aware of the breath going out. Let the noticing of the breath trail away as you breathe out so that there is a gap in your concentration when you breathe in. Continue to focus on the out-breath only and be aware of the gap between the outgoing breath and the incoming breath. Continue by yourself now for another 30 seconds. Resting now in timeless awareness, allow the breath to be just as it is, allowing the breath to come and go as it will, being in a state of mental awareness and deeper relaxation. Create in your mind now an image or picture of a large tree. Imagine that you are sitting with your back against the tree, feeling the roughness or smoothness of the bark of the tree against your back. Now, slowly merge yourself with the bark of the tree and become it. As you meld with the tree, becoming one with it, visualize its or your roots penetrating deeply into the earth. Visualize the roots sinking down into the earth and spreading up to find nourishment from the soil. spreading out in a wide arc to absorb water and minerals from the earth. Feel yourself being held by the gravitational pull to the earth. Feel the earth nourishing and feeding you so that you remain grounded and sink deeper and deeper into a calm and still space. Keep on allowing the breath to come and go as it will. Feel the earth beneath you and feel yourself merged with the tree. Now watch the branches in your mind fanning outward and upward into the sky. See, feel, or hear the branches reaching out toward the sun's warmth and vitality, reaching up to the sun for nourishment and life. Feel the solidness of the trunk of the tree as the center of your body, keeping you straight and upright. The trunk as the carrier for nutrients to flow through your body. Now, still with your eyes closed, very slowly reach down and touch the floor beside you with the palms of your hands. And as you do this, visualize that you are feeling the warmth of the earth and your connectedness with the earth. And now very, very slowly, turn your hands over with your eyes closed so that your palms are facing upwards. And slowly raise your hands and your arms upwards until they're extending over your head. And as you do this, imagine that you are feeling the warmth of the sun and your connectedness to it. Feeling your chest opening with your arms raised. Feeling the earth energy flowing through your body, the subtle vibrations of the life force being drawn into your body. Slowly now, bring your hands and arms down and place your left hand about 1 inch or 2 centimeters below your navel, and your right hand just below your rib cage. Feel the warmth and flow of energy through your hands and into your body. The warmth of the earth and the warmth of the sun. As above, so below. Holding you in quiescence and harmony and equanimity, in groundedness and awareness and consciousness. And in the still, silent space, come back to your breath once more, letting the image of the tree fade. But knowing that you are imbued with these qualities, knowing that you are imbued with the qualities of harmony, quiescence, equanimity, groundedness, awareness. Be again being just aware of the outward breath and the space between the outward breath and the inward breath. Just be aware of each outward breath, the breath trailing out as you breathe out, and the pause as you breathe in. The outward breath, and just being aware of the outward breath, breathing in your own rhythm, breathing with stillness, each outward breath centering you in this present moment. Breathe with awareness, each outward breath. And once again, just breathe freely and easily. Remain breathing in your own rhythm. And taking a deep and clearing breath. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and enjoy this magical day. This is the Coconut Wireless on Station Aloha. Spreadaloha.wordpress.com.
Hey, no.